Some crop damage was expected this spring, due mostly to the abnormally long winter. But not this much. Alfalfa growers in central and southern Wisconsin found this spring that 10% or more of their plants had died. UW Extension agronomist Dan Undersander says this is the biggest case of winter kill that he has seen in more than 20 years.
Across Marshfield and over towards Eau Claire and all the way across Minnesota, we're seeing entire fields killed. At our Marshfield research station, we lost some fields where we didn't have five or six living plants in them.
Alfalfa is used for animal feed, so farmers are hurrying to make up for the loss by planting replacement crops such as oats. Greg Blondie is the Extension Agriculture Agent for Waupaca County, one of the hardest hit areas in the state. He says farmers have tried to find alfalfa seeds for replanting.
There was reports that alfalfa seed couldn't be bought locally. Everybody was out of stock. There's just how much reseeding that has gone on due to that unusual excessive winter kill.
Blondie says, unfortunately, some Waupaca County farmers are still recovering from losing much of their alfalfa crop due to the hot and dry weather last year. Steve Isom, Wisconsin Public Radio.